Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So you may have heard the story. A few months ago, three children were lost in a horrific bus incident. They were the Engle kids, and they're asking lawmakers in Indiana to take action. I'm reading from WANE-TV. In October, twins Mason and Xavier Engle, age 6, and their big sister Olivia Stahl, age 9, died while boarding a school bus near their home on State Road 25 in Fulton County. A fourth child suffered serious injuries. Police say the driver, Alyssa Shepherd, 24, ignored the bus's stop arm and lights and hit the children as they crossed the street. And now they're trying to fix it in Indiana. We just had a conversation yesterday about how you and I don't know when we can go around the school bus. Randy Head is on a phone line. He's a state lawmaker in Indiana. Randy, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. You're a state senator there, and I appreciate your patience. We'll spend more time on this another day, but the president and the Democrats got in the way.
They pull rank on us a lot of times, don't they?
That happens, doesn't it? So let's you and I at least start a conversation. What are you all considering in Indiana to make it safer around school buses?
So we've got some bills pending that are going to do a lot of things. One of them raises penalties for violations of the traffic laws regarding school bus stops now. My bill says you can't compel a child to cross a state or federal highway, to cross a lane of traffic to get on or off a bus unless there's no other alternative. We want schools to review their school bus stop policies once a year. We're going to make it possible or let them know that they can petition relevant authorities to reduce speeds. They've reached the speed limit around bus stops. There's another concept out there I think I may put it in my bill about stop arm cameras.
Yeah.
And putting those on school buses so we can catch offenders and prosecute them more effectively. And we want to have the driver's tests ask drivers questions about school bus safety so that all our drivers understand the laws.
So the camera wouldn't be for the driver to see if somebody's coming, but just you be advised, if you go around a bus in Indiana, if you had the technology, we're going to get your picture, and you're going to get a $500 fine. Something like that, right?
Something like that, yes.
What about the fine? Where do you think that should be?
Well, you know, the family's pointed out, and the family's been incredibly strong and wonderful to work with. But right now, we treat it similar to a speeding ticket in Indiana, and they'd like to see it more along the lines of a drunk driving. They'd like to move it from an infraction, which is a speeding ticket, up to a misdemeanor, and higher than that if you hit someone or kill someone.
Boy, but you know, people do that all the time, at least in Illinois. In the Chicago area, there's a school bus parked. We had bus drivers calling us yesterday, and they said the red light is out or on, and they're still just zooming around us. School bus drivers
right.
see
we
that all
3,
the time.
We had 3,000 in Indiana on the day last year that we counted.
Really? 3,000 times
every,
that
every state. Wow. Yes, sir. Every state counts one day a year. So if that's an average day, you know, how many does that add up to? Well, way too many.
So then what would so you said treat it like a DUI. That's several hundred dollars, isn't it? That's a few hundred bucks,
making
right?
Well, you can go to jail. Right now with our an infraction, a speeding ticket, you can't. So if we're able to move this to a misdemeanor, you're facing jail time, you're facing a stiffer fine, you're facing a longer sentence, whether you go to jail or not. And the possibility is there, and we want to let people know that this is more serious. People who do it think, well, there's no child there,
yeah.
Or they're distracted, they're on their phone. I don't think anybody does it hoping to endanger a child. A kid can step out from in front of a school bus, and if you're driving at 30 miles an hour, you're not going to have time to stop if you're already beside the bus when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people to reconsider this and say it's okay if I'm going to be, a minute later to wherever I'm going if I make sure that I'm protecting the life of a child.
Maybe we should learn from Indiana before we have reason to do something like this, too. Indiana State Senator Randy Head. Randy, I'm out of time. I'm going to call you again. Good luck to you on this, and keep us posted on how it goes, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
We sure appreciate your time.